KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look first at some all-conference and all-district awards here to tail out the fall seasons. For the West Central Activities Conference, the volleyball all-conference honors on the first team, they include Chloe Largent of ACGC, Brooke Halterman of Panorama, also a first-teamer. Second-team selections include Olivia Labs of Guthrie Center, Adair Casey, and Morgan Jonk of Panorama. Genevieve Hoover and Audrey Stowe of ACGC also were named as honorable mention selections this year. Class A District 9 All-Football Awards were handed out. The MVP is Gabe Pauley of AHSTW, while teammate Blake Osbar of AHSTW was the offensive MVP. Jacob Webb of Southwest Valley was the defensive MVP, while the head coach of the year was Davis Pattee of AHSTW. The assistant coaches of the year, Gigi Harris of AHSTW and Tyler Johansson of Riverside. Among the first team picks on offense, quarterback is Blake Osbar of AHSTW. The running backs, Gabe Pauley of AHSTW, Caleb Swalla of Earlham, and Hunter Hodges of Riverside. First team wide receivers, Hunter Ernst of Nottoway Valley, Drake Partridge of AHSTW, and Sam Raylis of St. Albert, along with Adrian Dillon of Riverside. The offensive linemen on the first team include Caden Larson of AHSTW, Eddie Velchik of Riverside, Matt Varner of Earlham, Connor Shipley of Southwest Valley, and Jacob Webb of Southwest Valley. Devin Kreese of Earlham was the kicker on the first team. On the defensive side of the ball, the first team picks include defensive backs Brayton Tuma of AHSTW, Lance Wright of St. Albert, Clay Hohertz of Nottoway Valley, Dustin Lund of Southwest Valley, and Van Andrew Shishin of Riverside. Linebackers on the first team include Connor Cerny of St. Albert, Joel Henningsen of Riverside, Austin Wilson of Nottoway Valley, and Jackson Waldman of AHSTW. The defensive linemen on the first team, Adam Goebbels of St. Albert, Jacob Webb of Southwest Valley, Tayton Williams of Riverside, and Gavin Fisher of AHSTW. Lance Wright of St. Albert is the first team punter, and Dylan White of St. Albert named as the specialist on the first team. Well, a tough schedule paid off for the Northern Iowa Panthers this season. They received an at-large bid into the FCS playoffs. The Panthers will host Lamar in the opening round on Saturday. UNI finished 6-5 after a 37-0 win over Missouri State.
We've lost out on this bid many, many times with a lot of good football teams over the years, trying to get in at-large. And then when I saw Incarnate Word hit the board, the first one at their record, I thought maybe that was our spot. So your mind plays tricks on you. So when we came up on the other side of the bracket, it was probably one of the better announcements that I've been around, because it was a surprise and it was excitement. So it's pretty cool for our team.
That's UNI coach Mark Farley, who says a tough Missouri Valley race helped their cause.
And then on top of that, the strength of our schedule, being that we had the number one schedule of all 125 teams when it's all said and done, and still had a lot of good wins in there. So, no, it was a lot of anxiety, but at the same time, a lot of excitement, because this is a great group of seniors.
Lamar out of the Southland Conference is 7-4 on the season, 6-3 in conference play. Well, the top six remain the same in the latest Associated Press College basketball poll, but the big news is near the bottom. That should be the football poll. The big news is near the bottom of the rankings. Army has cracked the top 25 for the first time in 22 years, moving into 23rd after improving to 9-2. The Cadets are on a 7-game win streak since losing in overtime at Oklahoma on September 22nd. Alabama remains the unanimous number one selection, followed by Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia, and Oklahoma. Washington State climbed to 7th, and UCF moved up 3 spots to a tie for 8th after each earned lopsided victories on Saturday. LSU shares the 8th spot with the Knights, and they're followed by Ohio State at number 10. ISU just hangs on in the poll this week. They're at number 25. Colorado has fired coach Mike McIntyre amid a 6-game losing streak in his 6th season at the school. Athletic director Rick George said he'll name an interim head coach for Colorado's final game against California on Saturday. McIntyre was voted AP College Football Coach of the Year in 2016 after he led the Buffaloes to a Pac-12 South title and 10 victories. That was his only winning season at Colorado, going 20-40, 6-38 in the Pac-12 in the other 5. Former LSU coach Les Miles has been hired to lead Kansas' downtrodden football program. Miles signed a 5-year contract that'll pay him $2,775,000 annually, with retention bonuses of $775,000 due in November of 2020 and a $500,000 bonus in November 2022. The 65-year-old Miles spent 11 years at LSU, winning a national championship in 2007. In NFL action yesterday, Houston beat Washington 23-21. It was Baltimore over Cincinnati 24-21. Indianapolis pounded Tennessee 38-10. Pittsburgh over Jacksonville 20-16. Detroit downing Carolina 20-19. Dallas beat Atlanta 22-19. The New York Giants outscored Tampa Bay 38-35. Oakland over Arizona 23-21. Denver edging the LA Chargers 23-22. New Orleans over Philadelphia 48-7. Chicago beat Minnesota 25-20. Tonight, Kansas City on the road at L.A. We'll have that game for you here on the radio tonight. Chiefs and the Rams. That's a big game. 6 o'clock tonight, the pregame start time. A little after 7, they'll get that one kicked off. The Titans lost their defensive coordinator in the first quarter of Sunday's game against the Colts, and quarterback Marcus Mariota was injured in the final minute of the first half. Mariota was injured after being sacked by Denico Autry. Defensive coordinator Dean Pease was transported to an Indianapolis hospital after leaving the press box in a wheelchair. The Titans later issued a statement saying he'd left the stadium for further observation. Redskins running back Adrian Peterson has pulled even with former Redskins running back John Riggins for the 6th most rushing touchdowns in NFL history. Peterson's 104th score on the ground came 46 seconds into the second quarter against the Texans. Next in Peterson's sights is Jim Brown, who's 5th on the league's list with 106 rushing touchdowns. Cleveland Browns general manager John Dorsey says the team has not discussed former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as a candidate for its head coaching vacancy. ESPN had reported that the team would like to interview Rice, who is an avid Browns fan and has visited the team's headquarters on numerous occasions in recent years. In top 25 college basketball yesterday, number 10 Kentucky beat VMI 92-82, number 11 Michigan State over Tennessee Tech 101-33. 12th-ranked Kansas State beat Penn 64-48. Number 16 Virginia Tech over 23rd-rated Purdue 89-83, while 18th-ranked Michigan beat Providence 66-47. Iowa State looks for a resume-building win tonight when the Cyclones play Arizona in the opening round of the Maui Invitational. The Cyclones will play either Illinois or Gonzaga in their second game. Here's ISU coach Steve Prohme.
You know, that's the game where we got to put all our focus, all our attention, because down the road, if you're able to get that win, that win's going to come back and be big. And then if you're able to get into the winner's bracket, you know, you're probably looking at being in a bracket with 3 top 10 teams. And so, you know, nothing hurts you.
Iowa State has won 3 of its last 5 regular season tournaments, and during that span, they've won 11 of 13 games. Prohme says their fan following is a big part of that success.
Aaron, I'm sure Arizona have a great crowd too, but, you know, we'll have a tremendous crowd and hopefully have a home court advantage. Hopefully that plays big for us.
Tip-off is set for 9 o'clock on ESPNU tonight. Bridget Carlson and Inez Nazwera had 15 points each, and Iowa State dominated throughout to beat number 24 Miami 75-52 in the preseason WNIT championship on Sunday. Iowa State pulled away to its largest lead with a 14-2 run to get to 70-44 on Nazwera's layup with 5:38 left in the game. The Cyclones scored 12 straight near the end of the first quarter to lead 24-18, and then never trailed again. The Hurricanes cut the deficit to 30-27 on a layup with 2:31 left in the first half, but Iowa State scored 7 straight to close the half up by 10 and mostly led by double digits the rest of the way. Iowa State's now 4-0 on the season with that victory. And in racing news, Joey Logano is this year's NASCAR champion. Logano won the season finale at Homestead Miami Speedway, grabbing his first Cup championship in a season in which he barely contended until the playoffs. The year was dominated by Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and reigning series champion Martin Truex Jr., with Logano calling the final 4 field the Big 3 and me. Logano passed Truex with 12 laps remaining and pulled away to win for Roger Penske. Truex finished 2nd in his final race with Furniture Row Racing. Harvick was 3rd, Busch was 4th as the title contenders followed each other across the finish line. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.